If your pitch is too long, you may have trouble closing the deal. Before you turn your pitch into an essay, shorten the epic story. Have you noticed the new trend with digital news stories where under the headline, it'll tell the reader how long the read is? An article might say 1 minute read or 3 minute read, informing the reader in advance with how much time they will need to invest in the story is a great way to draw someone in, especially if it doesn't require a huge time investment. Pitches should be even shorter than stories. If you can't pitch something in less words than a journalist, for example, has for her or his story, then your pitch can easily be tossed aside. The pitch challenge today? Go through your longer pitch multiple times and cut out unnecessary information until you get it down to just a few sentences. Remember, you can always fill someone in on more details if they respond with interest. Sometimes when people send me long emails, I may skip them thinking I can come back to it later when I have time to read and respond, but many times if it is from someone I don't know very well, the email will just end up getting lost in a sea of my other emails. The same thing happens all the time when pitching media or prospects that you don't have a regular relationship with. We live in a culture where attention spans are becoming shorter and shorter. Have you ever tried to watch an old movie lately? It can be painful to sit through because storytelling has become so fast-paced. Your pitch needs to match that pace too. So turn that epic pitch into something more pithy.